KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies. We're at 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 47, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And a reminder, there is that winter storm watch in effect from 9 a.m. Friday until 6 a.m. Saturday for Cass and most of our area counties. For a few west and southwest counties and northwest, it goes into effect at 6 a.m. on Friday. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Thanks to a partnership between Cass Health and Methodist Physicians Clinic, patients in and near Atlantic no longer need to travel far for vascular and pulmonary care. Officials with Cass Health on Wednesday said vascular surgeons John Park, Anhan Thuraktar, and pulmonologist Sumit Mukherjee and Pavathanian Paul Ganesan, all with Methodist Physicians Clinic, will now see patients at the Cass Health Specialty Clinic in Atlantic. You can read more about these three medical professionals in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, Methodist Physicians Clinic, which is based in Omaha, also has clinics in Fremont and Western Iowa. Dr. Park says, "We understand that traveling to see a specialist can be challenging. It's our goal to eliminate barriers to health care. We look forward to getting to know the patients in Atlantic and surrounding communities while being part of their health care journey." Cass Health CEO Brett Altman said, one of our overarching goals at Cass Health is to have timely access to quality healthcare professionals locally. Partnering with Methodist and these high-caliber specialty physicians," he says, "is helping to bring us the best of the best to our own doorstep to provide the best care close to home." The Cass Health Specialty Clinic is located on the main Cass Health site at 1501 East 10th Street in Atlantic. Dr. Park will be seeing patients on the first Friday of each month. Dr. Thuraktar is seeing patients on the second Monday of each month. Dr. Mukherjee is seeing patients on the third Wednesday of each month. And Dr. Ganesan is seeing patients the second Wednesday of each month. Appointments with all four physicians can be scheduled by calling 712-243-7590. The Cass County Republican Central Committee recently made donations of $100 to the Atlantic Food Pantry and Cumberland Care and Share Food Pantry. The Atlantic Food Pantry was established in March of 1982 in the Old Presbyterian Church, but moved to its current location at 19 West 4th Street in 1989. It's open Thursday as a drive-thru from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. or until the line ends. Delivery is available within the city limits of Atlantic. The pantry has 30 volunteers and has seen an increase of 3 times the former need of their supplies. Due to limited storage at the pantry, cash donations are most in need, but any donation is accepted and appreciated. The pantry served approximately 3,500 households or about 7,700 individuals in 2021. The Cumberland Care and Share Program, which was started in 2017, is located at the Methodist Church in Cumberland. The program is independently operated and has 10 volunteers. That pantry is open for drive-thru pickup on the first and third Wednesdays of each month from 4 until 5:30 p.m. This past year, they served about 450 individuals at that site, which is almost double the normal of supplemental food needed. All donations are accepted and appreciated. Items now needed include paper products, personal hygiene products, and cold foods. Foods especially needed in the summer would, of course, be fresh produce. The Iowa Transportation Commission meeting in Ames Wednesday approved an amendment to the highway section of the 2022 through 2026 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program. Among the projects included in the program are those in Guthrie, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. The amendment is possible due to highway additional funding expected to be available later this fiscal year from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021. In order to put the funding to work quickly across the state, the commission approved the amendment and to add projects to the current program. The Iowa Transportation Commission also has approved over $1.27 million in total funding for 6 federal recreational trails program projects. Included among them is a project in Shelby County, the Nishna Bend River Access, for Shelby County Conservation Board, received $181,200. The Federal Recreational Trails Program was created in 1991 for the purpose of developing and maintaining recreational trails and trail-related facilities for both motorized and non-motorized trail users. The funding is available to cities, counties, state and federal agencies, and private organizations through an annual application-based program. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved over $980,000 in total funding for four statewide Iowa Transportation Alternative Program projects, or TAPs, including $120,000 for the Weiss Family Safe Routes to Schools Trail in Denison. The TAPs program supports projects such as rails, safe routes to school, national scenic byways, and preservation or rehabilitation of historic transportation facilities. The majority of Iowa's Transportation Alternatives Program, or TAPS, funding is distributed to Iowa's metropolitan planning organizations and regional planning affiliations for the selection of local products, or projects, it is. The Commission awards transportation alternatives projects annually that are statewide in nature, and funding is available to cities, counties, school districts, and other eligible organizations through an annual application-based program. And that is a check of our news for this hour right here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.